Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is 1 week after we celebrated Easter, but I know the celebration goes on. In what way? Well, question. Did you spend the week in your analytical mind? Did you make your decisions from your fact-finding strategies? Or did you get in touch with the deeper meaning of you, the intuitive faculty, commonly known to you as the body? And I hope to my listeners that you've made that connection by now, that last week my Easter celebration to you had a lot to do with understanding spirituality, understanding the way you make your decisions each and every day as an intelligence that comes from your body. And on that basis, I want to call it science. Well, I'm going to further that today. I'm going to further that in the sense that there's way more to talk about. That to some will sound esoteric or spiritual, but to me, it's as plain as the sky is blue. It's founded in scientific fact. And behold you, we can begin now. Are you looking at the pictures? You must be on the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com. Two T's. If you're new to the show and you can't get to the website, please get home, and when you can, listen to the show again and do. For the rest of you looking at the show on the website, looking at the pictures, let's begin. I put 41 pictures here for you today, because today what we're going to discuss is the meaning of the pelvic floor muscles. That whether you know it or not, your pelvic floor muscles, you know, those muscles that hold your urine in and your feces. And as people, grandma and grandpa, get older, unfortunately, unnecessarily, they find that it's tougher to keep even basic human function intact. A couple of stains, a couple of drips. Certainly, we don't want to jump up and down too aggressively. You know, this pelvic floor issue has been issue from the beginning of time. In 1895, Dr. James Naismith invented basketball. And in America, basketball being the new sport, had women in colleges counseled that if they took the risk of partaking in this dangerous game called basketball, this is all in the literature, surely their abdominal organs would fall out through their vaginal canal. And this is what they were told. In other words, they would drop to the bottom and nothing would be there, no perineal muscles to stop them. So this pelvic floor, there's been much about this, from the Kegel exercises to the root lock in yoga, the bundas, which we're going to discuss today because I think they're the most prolific, comprehensive, and rooted in the reality of each and every day. But issues about the pelvic floor are everywhere. From Lancet and the New England Journal of Medicine, publishing regularly on the dangers of the episiotomy, cutting those perineal muscles and all the damage that it can cause, all the way to what we're going to discuss today. Let's break it down. Let's understand why the memory that you had as a teenager that's resulted in, well, not knowing where you put your keys or not remembering a name or a phone number 10 seconds after you heard it today, those headaches you get, those diseases are as firmly rooted in the perineal muscles as they are in the site of the disease or the symptom. If you think your eyesight, your hearing, your sense of smell, your brain tumor, your heart disease, your thyroid problem, your lung issues, your spleen, your pancreas, your stomach, your intestinal issues, your gonadal issues, your uterus, your ovaries, your prostate, is about those glands. I am here to tell you today that your pelvic floor is where you need to look. Seek and you will find. But you got to look in the right direction. Let's look at the pelvic muscles. All right. Picture number four. Get to picture number four. Yeah, we got to teach it this way. It's the only way. The pelvic diaphragm of the female. Now let's relax, kick back with your cornflakes, and let's take a look at a superior view of your pelvic muscles. So person standing, and you're above them, and you chop them in half, and now you're looking down into them. If you stick your finger through those muscles, you come out between their legs. So are you oriented there? Okay, good. Take a look at those muscles. That's the pelvic floor. If you go in there and you take a knife and you cut from the top to the bottom and you split that open, well, welcome to childbirth. When a woman tears from vagina to anus, she's doing something like I just described. Even if she gets an episiotomy, she's kind of doing something like us, like I just described. And in that these muscles characteristically lose tone. Remember, this is a muscle. But it's not the kind of muscle that anybody in the weight room is concerned about. At Jack LaLanne's, at Equinox, at LA Fitness, at 24-Hour Fitness, the home gym routine, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Nobody's really concerned about the tone and power and muscularity of these muscles. Because if anybody's looking at these muscles on you, well, what does that mean? It's not an aesthetic muscle. It's not what you're looking at in the gym when you're looking in the mirror. So nobody cares. And that's the problem. Forget your deltoids. Forget your traps. Forget your pecs. Forget your six-pack abs. This is nonsense. Forget your gluteal muscles, forget your quadriceps. Focus here. These are the perineal muscles. This is where the exercise should be. Oh, yeah, yeah. I know, I do my Kegels. No, I'm not talking about Kegel. Don't even think anything in the next 60 minutes relates to that nonsense. This is about creating power. The kind of power that we all exalt at Equinox when we bench that iron. This is about power down there. Now, why that's important, why that should change your routine, why you should either comment on the show, call into the office, come to my school, go to any school, take courses in this stuff. What you're missing if you don't really get it, if you haven't acted on it yet, is the understanding. So let's have some understanding here. Now you're looking at these muscles. Look at the bottom left, iliococcygeus muscle of the levator ani. And look at where the arrow goes. That's a muscle. That muscle has an origin and an insertion. It has two ends. One end of it, if you're understanding how you're looking at this picture, one end of it is to your coccyx and your sacrum. Coccyx and sacrum. Can you see the coccyx and the sacrum here? Look at the bottom right, and you're going to see two words, coccyx and sacral promontory. Coccyx and sacral promontory. Now, you got to picture the sacrum. So let's just take a moment to picture the sacrum. Take it slow, take it easy. Let's look at picture 17. Look at picture 17. There's that sacrum, your sit bone, as they call it. Hope you're not sitting on your coccyx, because it's going to hurt. Some of you that are that slender, on a hard wooden chair, you know, at the office, the one that the state puts there, or your boss, because they don't want to pay for the good one. if you're really slender, that coccyx, the tip of that, that little triangle on the bottom, jams in to that chair. Yeah, you know that one. Above it, the sacrum, as in sacred. So you've got all your cervical, all your thoracic, all your lumbar vertebrae, and then on the bottom there, your sacrum. And then on the tip, your coccyx. Touch your coccyx. Take a moment, put your paws on your coccyx right now. Get to know that bone. That bone is the navigator. It navigates your autonomic nervous system. Ida and Pingala, sympathetic and parasympathetic. It's the root. That little bone there, that triangle, the tiny one, not the bigger one, sacrum, and then below it, coccyx. That coccyx is a weather vane. There's a concept. You can detach it and put it back on. If you really work correctly, if you really get flexible enough, if you really do what you're supposed to do, that bone starts to get soft. Sound familiar? If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health, straighttalk.cc. Yes, what does this have to do with nutrition? Everything. Everything. And you, my audience, understand. This has everything to do with nutrition. Because if this system doesn't work, if the pelvic floor muscles don't have tone, you cannot regulate the nervous system. So take a look at that coccyx and understand it's a weather vane. It floats. If it floats, if it can float. Or is it stuck? Is it crooked? Is it damaged? Is it scarred? Is it immobilized? Well, we'll see. Let's go back to picture number four. Those muscles of the pelvic floor. Iliococcygeus, levator ani. Coccygeus. Pubococcygeus. Obturator ani. Not important to remember the names. Not important. When was the last time you touched your pelvic floor? If you're too fat, you can't even reach it. If you're really overweight, you can't even touch your genitals, let alone see them. This part of your body, you have to get to. This part of your body's hidden. And the tragedy is that a lot of people look at this part of the body as dirty. It's dirty, so we sweep it under the rug. The urethra, the rectum, the vaginal canal. Well, at least the first two are dirty. It's where the waste comes out. It's where the bacteria builds up. And those places are dirty, so don't think about them. Unfortunately, they're next to a place that shouldn't be dirty, and that's the genital. Thus, the great human dilemma. I'd love it if you looked at this area as a place that should be explored, as a place that's not dirty, as a place that should be lifted to the morning sun, so that the waves of the earth and the sky can vibrate those areas, can disinfect those areas, can bring those areas to life to give them tone. But here's the point. If those areas get flaccid, if those muscles get flaccid, and just for openers, understand that when you contract the anal sphincter, when you contract the vaginal canal, when you contract the prostate gland, when you hold your urine, when you hold your feces, when you ejaculate, male or female, all of these muscles are part of that ejaculation, are part of that retention. They have a tone. Men, try this. Try this on for size. Ejaculate. If you're over 50 especially, ejaculate twice in a day. Ejaculate three times in a day. In a weekend, ejaculate four or five times. And then on Monday morning, squeeze those areas. And I'll guarantee you, you can't. I'll guarantee you, you're going to feel a weakness relative to your contractile power on Friday. So do this. Do this Friday. On Friday, contract, hold, contract, hold. Play with those contractions there. Ladies, do the same thing. And then that weekend, gentlemen, ejaculate five times. Ladies, do the same. And then on Monday, contract in those areas. What you're going to tell me, and I hope you don't, but what you will tell me is those areas have lost a massive amount of their contractile power. That's a big deal. That's not a little deal. That's a big deal. And that's for openers. Yeah, we're going to attach it to sexual function because that makes sense, because that's important, like nails and sexual function in your earrings. So we'll start there. But really, this is just the beginning. The tone of those muscles has to be driven, accommodated by the flexibility of the sacrum. Now, can you appreciate that? Well, maybe you can, because you can see in that picture, now picture number four, you can see where those muscles are integrating into. They're all tied into the sacrum. And if the sacrum isn't flexible, those muscles can't contract. If you go to the junction between the fifth lumbar vertebra and the sacrum, you know, the one that's stuck, the one that gives you the bad back, L3, L4, L5, sacral promontory, S1. Yeah, sciatica. Yeah, SI joint pain. Yeah, what you call hip pain. These things, if you get fixated there, if you're no longer the gazelle and you walk like an old man or an old woman, if you're fixated there, those muscles cannot have tone. Because when you have flexibility, the sacrum and then the coccyx will begin to move independently of the lumbar spine. The sacrum and the coccyx will begin to move independently of the lumbar spine. Okay, take a look at picture number 17. We just did. Now look at those pictures there. Look at the one on the left that's of the vertebra, the spine itself. Now look at that sacrum and coccyx, the darker colored area on the lower left. Picture that wobbling forward. Picture it coming forward, scooping up. Picture that interface between the fifth lumbar vertebra and the dark colored sacrum. Picture that interface there as softening, as getting more flexible. Picture that sacrum as shoveling. Picture that coccyx and the tip there, blown up on the right, but the tip there as independent even of the sacrum. Picture the lower lumbar spine, the sacrum, and the coccyx independent of each other, isolatory. You can isolate those joints. Okay, do this. Stop eating your cornflakes. Now take your finger. Take any finger you want. All right, no, let's everyone do this together. Take your index finger and look at the tip, the last bone, the distal phalange of the index finger. Take the other two bones and hold them and just bend the top finger. Bend your top finger. That's your coccyx. Now come down lower and now just bend your second finger. Right? You got it. That is your sacrum. You're bending your second finger. That's your sacrum. So you can isolate your joints when we talk about your fingers. When we talk about fingers, we isolate the tip of the finger from the second bone and the second bone from the first bone and the first bone from the metacarpals. Then we isolate the metacarpals from the wrist. So wave bye-bye. Go ahead. Bye-bye. Wave the wrist. Flex the wrist. Now, flex the fingers, all three. Now flex the second. Now flex just the tip. You got it. You understand what I'm saying. It's easy in the hand to isolate those component parts. Can you do that with the coccyx? Can you do it with the sacrum to L5? Can you do all the lumbar spine from the thoracic? Can you do the thoracic from the cervical? Can you do the cervical from occiput? Can you do the occiput from C1? That's the concept. Now, if you can do that down low, guess what? You will have contractile power in those perineal muscles. You will have contractile power in the perineal muscles. So what? Who cares? We're going to build on this. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. StraightTalk.cc, not .com.cc, two T's. Get on the show. No show like this in America. None, bar none. What we put on this show, what we sell on this show, if that word's appropriate, is knowledge. Knowledge for sale at pennies on the dollar. Go to the archives if you're on the road, if you can't listen, if you can't get to the pictures. I teach with pictures. 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. I have one space left, maybe two, for my class tomorrow. Come to the class. If you're interested, if this rings your bell, then come to the class and learn what health is really about, not the nonsense prevalent on the marketplace. If you don't get this, you end up with little. You'll spin on first base for the rest of your life. Been there, done that. I'll be in school till I'm 60 at this rate. Why? Can't let go. Just cannot let go of the big picture. The big picture is what all of this show today is about. If you don't have a place to take the herb you buy and the cleanse you do and the prayer you pray, if you don't have a place to take that to, meaning this, then it goes nowhere. It will collapse on itself. You cannot get ahead if you have no place to manifest your gains. You need a place to put the energetic reserve you build when you sleep better, when you cleanse more, when you stretch more. It's got to go somewhere. It's got to siphon itself in to a larger picture, or it will collapse on itself. Picture number 17, you're looking at it. L5, fifth lumbar to S1, sacral promontory to sacrum to coccyx. Isolate from each other, they start pumping. If what? Well, you just can't do it. The closest you're going to get is to notice how weak it gets. Can you hold your urine? How weak it gets, do you hold your feces? How weak it gets, are you noticing you lost tone in the vaginal canal? Tone in your erectile function? Are you noticing if you ejaculate even excessively, you lose that power down there? Have you noticed, ladies, you were different after the episiotomy, different after the cesarean? Put this to your test. Relate to it. Don't just gobble it up in your mind. Don't gobble it up in your mind. Okay, so you've got it. The sacrum needs to flex. So does the coccyx. What stops it? Here it is, picture number 23. That stops it. Those two big muscles, just under the 12th rib, down. You guessed it, the psoas. Those two big muscles that look like massive longitudinal ropes. Lots of you, I hope, are familiar with this muscle. You hear me talk about this all the time. Well, what do you know? It comes down to this muscle again. Unless this muscle is flexible, the pelvis, the whole wide pelvis there, does not separate from the lumbar vertebra. Forget the sacrum. The sacrum is a dead duck. It is a dead duck. It is a dead, stagnant animal, just sitting there, latent with all its sacred meaning. Those coccygeal plexuses are sunk. There's nothing but the dwindling hormone you were born with. There's nothing but your wish to be young again. There's nothing there left for you unless that psoas gets flexible. Check any of my shows out on flexibility, exercise. We don't need to get into that today. There's lots of shows on there. But you have to get that flexible. Okay, I'll take a moment. A moment we don't have, but I'll do it for you. Go to picture number 33. Remember that stretch? Picture number 33. Remember that stretch? If that stretch where the arrow is feels good, if you can get in there, if you don't feel like you're ripping out your thigh muscles in that stretch, you're doing pretty good. And if you come forward, then you stretch out that place where the arrow is, the black arrow. And if you come forward on that and dip down, if you have someone get behind, grab your buttocks and push you forward, and that stretch feels good, you're doing good because you're pulling open the lower end of the psoas muscle. Here's a trainer. Look at picture number 34. What do you know? LA Fitness has heard of this. What do you know? The local gym, the sports trainer. Everybody gets this. They get it. They do it. I want you to understand it. Because if you don't understand it, you're not going to do it. You're not going to take anybody's word. You're a skeptic. And we're all inherently lazy. So you're not going to do it unless you get it. So get it. What is that sports trainer doing? Picture number 34. What's he doing? He's lifting that leg, and he's using his leg on that guy's buttocks to push the buttocks down while he lifts that guy's leg up. That's a smart trainer. Whoever that guy is, bravo. He knows what he's doing. And I'll guarantee you that stretch feels good. Look at that. It's everywhere. Do you understand why? Well, now you do, because look at picture number 33. That's what that sports trainer is trying to do. Why? Okay, why? Look at picture number 27. Picture 27. Sorry if you're on the road. Just grab the essence of the show and then get home and fill in the pictures. Look at the top picture. That's a psoas intact. Look at the bottom picture, picture 27, top picture, bottom picture. Some of you have seen this before. If you're in my school, you've definitely seen it before. By the way, if you call in, please don't ask what I'm going to do tomorrow, what the lecture is. You're going to have to just come on faith. If you like the show, you'll love the class tomorrow. If you're going to come and ask because you're not sure if this applies to you, please don't call us. It applies to you. If you can't trust that, what are you in the game for? Look at picture number 27. Look at the top. That's the psoas muscle. Now do those stretches with your sports trainer on your own. Get the quad flexible. Now get it up into the groin. Now get the psoas flexible. Now feel your weight shift. Sound familiar? Now feel the warmth in the pelvis because you stretch the psoas. Look at what the psoas does. It moves from that picture on the bottom left to the top. In other words, as the psoas lengthens, it drops backwards. As the psoas lengthens, it drops backwards. It makes room in your pelvic cavity. Guess what that means? Guess what that means? If the psoas lengthens and it makes room in the pelvis cavity. Now look at picture 22. Take a look at picture 22. Take a look at picture 21. If the psoas lengthens because the quad lengthens, because your sports trainer stretches it or you stretch it or you've heard of the muscle and you've investigated and you're 20, 30, 40, 50% more flexible. And that muscle starts to feel good as you stretch it, and that sacrum starts to wobble. You'll start to break those adhesions up between L5-S1, between the fifth lumbar vertebra and the sacrum, between the sacrum and the pelvis. Look at picture 21 and 22. Let's look at picture 21 first. Look at picture 21 first. I put picture 21 there. Pelvis and ligaments, rear view female. Look at the connective tissue tying up the sacrum. Look at the connective tissue. Those are ligaments. That is fibrous connective tissue. Your bones will break. or crush before those ligaments tear. Before we can break the ligaments open in the pelvis, we'll crush your bones. That's how strong those ligaments are. And as you've been static and sedentary and overweight or underweight, as you've been sitting the wrong way, as you're holding a ton of human emotion in those tissues, as you're reliving your sexual traumas, as you cleanse and stretch, as all of this is occurring, those connective tissues are becoming fibrotic. They're becoming acidic. They're becoming granular. They're becoming incapacitated, and those bones do not move. And you will not move them unless you, for openers, lengthen the quads, stretch the psoas. Then you can start to move those joints. And a whole new world opens up. Because at some point, you'll start to have contractile power down in the perineum. And you will get younger. And your physiology will work better. And in a moment, we're going to have to translate some of this into reality for you to tell you why I make those scientific claims. Now, if that doesn't sink in, I don't know what to tell you. If you're not jumping up and down on the floor just hearing this, I don't know what to say. Is that not the most exciting thing you've ever heard? Well, let's come on down there to picture number 40. Look at picture number 40. Look at that light in the center of your head. Look at that light where all your dreams have an opportunity to come true, where your projection of the ethers into the material plane transacts. Look at that. That area there, down there, as the coccyx isolates from the sacrum, as the sacrum isolates from L5, as L5, the sacrum, and the coccyx begin to pump, as they begin to pump only after you've contacted the psoas, the quads. Are you thinking really it's just the psoas and the quads that allow access to L5-S1, the sacrum and the coccyx? Are you thinking it's only the psoas? It's all the quads. It's the adductors. It's the hamstrings. It's getting 50% more flexible. Check out my shows on flexibility. Let that sink in. My God, a radio show where the speaker pauses. Hey, that's weird. Can't waste airtime with silence. Why don't we do that? The next 10 minutes, silence. Let's break all the rules. All right, 10 seconds is enough. Do you get it? Do you understand what's happening? You're losing the root. We don't even have a concept of down low. It was attractive when you were a teenager. Now it's dirty, fat, rotting, and smelly. And usually it is. And that is disgusting. But it shouldn't be. It doesn't have to be. But don't bother with this. Just run to your doctor at Kaiser and ask him about your headaches or your detached retina. And don't make the connection. And then when your doctor folds his hands and says, I need to see the research and the studies. Show him an advertisement in the 60s for MDs endorsing cigarettes. Or every other medical faux pas over the last 100 years. And ask him if he'd be kind enough to just consider that he might be overlooking another one. Just do that. Walk around with 10 homemade flashcards of medical idiocies espoused in the name of science and ultimately arrogance, at the exclusion of things that really do count, like this. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is Straight Talk on Health. Oh, yeah. One or two more candidates. 714-850-1007. If you've got your head on half straight, if it hits you right in the gut, if you want to learn something about your health over time, if you really want to give it another perspective that works, call that number, speak to my office manager, have a little chat. Don't ask what the class is on tomorrow, because we don't want to talk to you about it. If you don't have the faith, if this show doesn't interest you, don't call. If it does, do call. Okay, let's go back. L5, S1, the coccyx. Let's look at the coccyx again, but let's look at it in a different way. Go to picture number 9. Picture number 9. Mulabandha Ashwini Mudra. But let's look at Mulabandha. That foreign stuff, those foreign words. Is that Chinese? I don't think it's Chinese. It's Indian. This is the study of getting flexible. This is where flexibility goes. This is where yoga is supposed to go. It's supposed to go to the point where all the muscles isolate. The neck isolates from the chest isolates from the mid part of the body, the rib cage isolates from the pelvis isolates from the sacrum, and the sacrum isolates from the coccyx. And finally, the pelvic floor begins to create tone. Lost tone comes back. So that when you contract, you pull up with greater force. You pull up with greater force. And the orifices and the muscles around the orifices all come together in a fairly pleasurable, ultimately euphoric contraction. So look at Ashwini Mudra. Look at the picture of it there. And get the sense that when you contract, just try this one on for size. When you contract, there's like a warm feeling, a good feeling in front of your rectum, behind your bladder, uterus, on top of your prostate. In your perineum, there's a warm feeling. And it's warmer and warmer and warmer. It might even start to transmit a pleasurable feeling up into your head. Now, lots of you, some of you, will have semblances of this. These are flickers. These are flickers. Some of you are walking around like this. Maybe a few of you do this, and you can feel your eyesight get clear. It'll actually start to wobble your sphenoid bone in the brain. Some of you are walking around with connections between the root energy, the root energy. By the way, did you understand? Did you know? This has nothing to do with your sexual. This is not a sexual phenomenon. This can energize the sexual organs. This can create a stronger erection. This can create ultimately a deeper orgasm. This can clean the prostate. This can do a lot of things in that area. However, its highest value is not to produce a stronger ejaculation. Its highest value is not to produce a better sex life, even though it will. Its value is to have some transmission of energy. Again, that dangerous word. A transmission of something that you can feel, stimulate, balance the electrical system to your organs. That electrical system being the autonomic nervous system, being the sympathetic and parasympathetic nerves, being IDA and PINGALA, IDA and PINGALA, PINGALA. But just hold that thought for a moment. And understand that you can't get the full contraction unless those muscles and bones are articulating and isolating. But if it's strong enough, you'll start to pump that area. Go on YouTube and look for the old Chinese man that ties a rope around his scrotum. And he attaches the other end of that rope to something like 300 or 400 pounds. And he lifts that without tearing out his genitals. And perhaps you're going to think that that's fraudulent. It's not. Study the history of strongmen. Study the history of strongmen. History of strongmen. Look up the name, the Mighty Atom. Joseph Greenstein, little Jewish guy from Texas at the turn of the century. I knew his granddaughter, Myrna. Look up the Mighty Atom. Look up the history of strongmen. Remember what Jack LaLanne did at 72 years old, right? Tied himself up in chains and pulled a tugboat from Palos Verdes to Catalina. And we all know that happened. And Jack LaLanne wasn't that skilled energetically. Although he was, but not in that comprehensive, fuller sense. But look at what he did at 72. And understand that in the history of strong men, having strength in the perineal area was considered what the root of strength was about. This is not an Eastern thing. This is an ancient thing that all cultures understood. And that if you didn't understand any of it and you just wanted to get strong, truly strong, strong in ways that, well, would produce a Jack LaLanne, would produce a Mighty Atom. If you just wanted to get strong like that, like tear two phone books in half strong, like pull a fire truck with a rope tied around your head, that kind of thing. If you just wanted to live to 90 in vibrant health, if you just wanted to get rid of your symptoms, you'd have to understand this. Jack LaLanne did in his own way. Jack LaLanne, in a sense, was a true yogic. True yogics are everywhere. And what they learn along the way is to strengthen these muscles. Now, what's in it for you if you master, if you get on the bandwagon of Mula Bandha? You start to understand the root lock. The root lock. Let's take a look at Mula Bandha. Let's lay it out in good old English. Picture number 8. Go to picture number 8. Mula Bandha, the root lock. Mula means root or origin or foundation. It is located in the perineum. Contract the same muscles used holding the urine midstream. There, we keep it nice and easy. In the art of it, you can feel the difference between the orifice that holds the feces, the orifice that holds the urine, and the orifice related to the genitals. Three different orifices. You've got the orifices of the bladder, the orifices of the genital. Yes, they're joined, but they still higher up isolate, and then the rectum, anus. You've always got three. You can actually isolate one from the other. You can bring your contraction back towards the coccyx or forward towards the testicle or vaginal opening. Let's not get into that. Right now, let's understand Mula Bandha, the root lock. Just want to make sure you're on the picture. Picture number 8. If you're driving, I'm sorry. Get home and get on the show, straighttalk.cc. The Bandha helps balance the sexual desires. Okay, great. Let's move on. It moves prana, or the downward wind in the body, up to meet the high prana. What it's doing, translated into a language you'll understand, is balancing both hemispheres of the brain. It's balancing the yin and the yang. It's balancing your sympathetic nerve plexus and your parasympathetic nerve plexus. Good. Balance. Balance. Good. What does that really mean? It means that to optimize cell function, you're switching off and on between the relaxed state and forward motion. The relaxed state and forward motion. Power. The ability to make decisions per unit second in the world you live. It's based upon a guidance system allowing you to know when to assert and fall back. Assert and fall back. All forward motion. The optimization of that process comes from the balance of those two nervous systems. You want a raise from your boss. You want to ask that girl out on a date. You want to find a new place to live. You want to leave one business and open another. Whatever you want to do, you have to understand it in your life, in your life process, as a balance between forward and layoff. Push and give. Push and give. And that guidance system has to go beyond your analytic mind. You can't think that process. You have to be that process. You have to inhabit that perspective. And that's frustrating. And that's not what we're taught. And even if we agree with it, at seminars we go to for lots of money, rah-rah seminars, even if we can cerebralize it, to be it, get that root lock going. Again, you've got to take the rhetoric down into your physiognomy. You've got to have the physical experience. The art is to give you a sense of that physical experience now. And some of you are having it. If you're contracting down there and you're feeling it up in your head, you're a little closer to understanding what could be. So there's the mulabandha, the root lock. And what that represents, now let's give you another slant on what that represents. Let's go to all the way down on the bottom, the last picture. Let's go to picture number 41. Those yellow nerves, picture number 41. There it is. The pelvis, the sacrum, the coccyx, and all those yellow things running through and around it. If that sacrum is flexible enough and that coccyx is flexible enough, when you contract those muscles in the perineum, when you contract the muscles in the lower belly and in the anal sphincter area, if it's flexible enough there, you begin to pump the coccyx. As you pump the coccyx, as you wobble it, as you pump it, those nerves twist and wobble. They twist and wobble. You access them. You stretch them in ways that they will otherwise never be contacted. This is the opening. It's the blossoming of the root energy. Those sacral nerves will begin to transmit a pulse. Those pulses, if they run into more fluidity or blockage, if they run into fluidity, well, let's go up and look at fluidity, the meaning of fluidity. Let's look at picture 10. The diaphragm, look at picture 10. The diaphragm's shaped like a parachute. If the pulse of those nerves up the spine is met by the diaphragm, here are my couple of shows on the power of breath. I forget which number it is. On the website, go to the list of shows. They're beautifully arranged. I have great designers for my site. Much easier if you've noticed to navigate. Just go to the lists of shows and look. If that coccyx and that sacrum and L5 are pumping and those sacral nerves are swaying, it'll come up and it'll meet the diaphragm. And if the diaphragm does what it's supposed to do, here are my shows, it'll continue to go up through the thoracic spine, and it'll go into the posterior cervicals. Occiput and C1 will separate, and it'll hit the ventricular system of the brain. Go to picture number 35. Picture number 35, the ventricular system of the brain. Take a look at that. Take a look at picture number 37. Picture number 37. Let's cut off half your brain and look at it. Does that make you high? That makes me high. I want to go in there. I want to hang out on there. I want to get shrunk down to the size of something very small. I want to sit on those ventricles. I want to hang out in there with a flashlight. I want to see what's going on in there. Those ventricles pump. They have a different frequency. You want the inside track? You want something to get happy about? Get happy about this. Those ventricles have different frequencies. They pump and vibrate at different levels. And you can affect them. If you're fat and sick and dying of gangrene, you can still do it. If you feel deep down inside yourself that you came here for a reason and you haven't achieved your objectives and you're 60, have your good cry and then understand that you can still do it. Because those ventricles are in you. And everything I've said to you today gives you the capability, if you explore it, if you have the consciousness, it gives you the ability to turn those ventricles into light beams. And you cannot divorce that from the root energy, from Mula Bunda, from the root locks. You cannot divorce it from breath. This is where it all goes. Look at that picture. They're in there. Cut open your head, lop off the top half of your brain, and look at those two things. If you can't see God there, I don't know what to say. I see God there big time, big time. I see the way out of this hole for you, big time. Now let's go back to picture 17. Actually, maybe not. Yeah, let's do this. Let's go to picture 41, back to the last picture. Picture 41. And let's look at those yellow nerves. Let's look at that little coccyx on the bottom. And understand that since you've stretched your quads, since you've opened your psoas, since L5 and S1 are a little more flexible, since you've toned up the lower abs and not stayed obsessed about your six-pack useless dumb abs that you do crunches on at Equinox and then look in the mirror under the fluorescent lights and get involved in the bozo scene. Let's understand that if you've done your homework, that coccyx will start to get soft. And as it swishes to side to side to side to side to side, as it rotates in the torsional plane, in the transverse plane, it will push energy up one side and then up the other side, and one side and the other side, and one side and the other side, and one side and the other side. And as it continues to do that, one side and the other side, you'll feel each side of the hemispheres in your brain wobble. Yes, you will. You will. Not now if you can't hold your bowels. Not now if you've torn vagina to anus. Not now if you've got an episiotomy so bad you can't hold your urine. Not now if your cesarean has never been processed out. Not now if you're too overweight. Not now if you're not flexible. Not now if you're holding 6 pounds of poop in your sigmoid rectal area. But if you do something about your health, this is where it goes. And that's for openers. There's the amazing part. It's for openers. For openers, that's the way it looks. Now, I'm going to conclude today's show today. I want you to take a look at somebody. I put two links on the top. After the show, I want you to click those links on. We're going to end the show today. I'm going to click the bottom link. And you look at it. Because if you can do what that guy does, you don't have issues with constipation. You don't have sexual problems. You don't have diverticulitis. You're never going to get colon cancer. Your body will be reinforced with a system that is far more powerful than any herb, any system, anything, anywhere, anytime. That's where you have to put your focus. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici, 714-850-1007, 714-850-1007. If you have a comment, go on the website. I want one or two more students. Give us a call. Tomorrow, 11 a.m., I start. Take a look at this picture, and I'm going to sign off. Just watch it. Look at this guy. Look at him. We have 1 minute left. Just take a look at this guy. Keep staring at it. Now watch. Look at what he's doing. What he's doing is he's rotating his psoas. He's taking his psoas muscle and he's rotating it because his sacrum, his coccyx, his pelvis are all isolating. Bye-bye diverticulitis, bye-bye colon cancer, bye-bye gallbladder disease, bye-bye sexual problems, bye-bye it all. You won't know a sick day in your life. And this is for openers. And what do you think's going up to his brain? Do you think that's connected to his brain, to his ventricular system? Take a look at it again. Keep looking at it. You can get there in a year. I don't care if you're sitting fat, sitting sick, sitting half dead. See you next week. God bless you.
You've been listening to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Invite your family and friends to the show and learn about Dr. Medici through his website, straighttalk.cc. He'll give you the tools you need to save your health and prevent unnecessary surgeries and harmful drugs. He's dedicated to your ultimate healing. Join Dr. Medici next week at 10 a.m. for more Straight Talk on Health. This show and the information therein has not been evaluated by the FDA, and recommended products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The information provided on this site is for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional.
Appointment with Dr. Medici for a muscle testing reflexive health analysis at 714-850-1007 today. His assistant, G.V. Schwarre, will gladly make your appointment at 714-850-1007 and ask about the Medici Institute for Advanced Nutritional Education when you call. This is K-Bright, AM 740, strengthening the local body of Christ.
Have you entered the Bill Pay giveaway yet? It's a way to get your electric bill paid so you don't have to. To enter, just fax a copy of your most recent bill to 714-754-0735. Then this Friday at 8:30 a.m. and again at 3, we'll draw a name. If it's yours, you'll have an hour to call in and win. To qualify, you must send an electric bill from your single-family, owner-occupied California residence, over $100. Get it to us now in time for Friday's drawings. Again, fax it to 714-754-0735, or you can email it from thebottomlineshow.com. There's only one entry per family, and submitting your electric bill and information means you agree to the contest rules, so be sure to check them out at thebottomlineshow.com. Why pay a bill when you don't have to? Tune in Friday at 8:30 or 3 for your chance to win the Bill Pay Giveaway, sponsored by our friends at Pacific Coast Home Solutions.
50,000 watts of discerning talk radio for Southern California. This is KBRT and KBRT HD Costa Mesa, and on the web at KBRT740.com.
Join us today on the Home Solutions Show as we talk to homeowners about stopping the never-ending cycle of renting their paint jobs.
It's time for Home Solutions, an insider's perspective on how to save time, save money, and avoid pitfalls when you want to make improvements to your home. Your host is Eric Martinson, CEO, builder, author, consultant, and contractor with decades of experience in showing people how to make smart home improvements that pay for themselves.